Reese, I don't know what you want.
Pay attention!
I had to wait till he moved on you before I could zero him.
I am not stupid, you know. They cannot make things like that yet.
Not yet. Not for about 40 years.
The Terminator movies have been all over cable during the quarantine. I've watched Terminator Dark Fate, which, of course, is the latest Terminator movie that came out last year. I've also watched Terminator and T2 probably four times while at home. And I have to say, I have a crush on Linda Hamilton. I think it was the feathered back hair back in Terminator 1. Linda, why are you laughing? I haven't even introduced you yet.
I know, it's the hair. But go ahead.
Linda Hamilton has a new movie out entitled Easy Does It. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you. Really, hanging tough. It's what I do.
You are my 2020 pandemic crush.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We all need a little boost in these times, don't we?
Yes, we do. Man, I got to tell you, I want to give you a compliment here because you are such a gifted actress. You can look incredibly sexy in one scene, then be this authoritative raging lunatic in another.
Thank you. I know the many, many personalities of Linda Hamilton.
I mean, have you always been able to just flip the switch?
You know what? Yes. You don't want to be married to me.
I think I've dated girls like you.
Truly, over the years, I've just learned to plumb all those, deeper. I'm not afraid to just go deep and pull it all out and throw it out there.
Do you like playing the mean person, the authoritative person, better than the sexy person?
Yeah, sexy never really was part of my lexicon. Truly, at the very beginning of my career, I screen tested. This producer wanted me in his, it was like nighttime soap for teenagers, pretty much, way back. And he wanted to test me for two of the three female roles, because he so wanted me in that show. And the second role was the sex kitten, because I want you in tight jeans and makeup.
Oh, boy.
And I come to the screen test for the studio or the network, and he's like, are you even wearing makeup? You call that tight jeans? I mean, I just was never comfortable being sexy.
That's okay. That's just be who you are. Linda Hamilton, you are in such great shape. What are your workouts like? I mean, to this day, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you for that. These days, I live on the levee. I live in New Orleans, so I live on the river, and there's a beautiful green 20-mile track for biking or running. I have a gym in my house. I get lazy, I'll get lazy and run out of food and eat, Doritos or Pop-Tarts for a day or two. So I'm very, I'm not like as disciplined as you might think, but basically I just love using my body and being in outdoors. So.
Right, right. I love that. We're talking with Linda Hamilton. You co-star in the new movie. It's called Easy Does It. You play King George. You're playing another badass here, aren't you?
Yes. Well, truly the villain, which is so much fun. I mean, badass with a cause is one thing, because you might interpret that as heroic. But King George is a drug kingpin in the South, and just a repulsive, repulsive character. That was my task for myself, was just, I have my mission, I have the thing I need to do, but she is going to be as repulsive as, and that was so much fun, sticking out my stomach and slumping and gold tooth and horrible cornrow, politically incorrect hair, It was
right.
Just like, wow, when do you get to do that?
You never get to do it. That's why you love doing it. I saw the cornrows. How long did you have to leave those in? Did you have to wear those off sets, wear them around?
A few days before we shot. And I, maybe 5 days, maybe five. Very, very uncomfortable.
During the pandemic, you heard me in the intro talk about how I watched all the T2 movies. Linda, they're all over cable. It's nonstop. Have you seen them?
I have not, but you owe me at least $4.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And there were no residuals for T2.
You're kidding.
The Carolco that made T2 declared bankruptcy and everything went away, so there were no residuals. So when my friends see T2, they give me a dollar.
I'll send a check in the mail. Can you take me back when you were opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in the first Terminator film, Linda? Tell me about that time. Were you a household name right away? Did it take some time? I can't remember. Take me back there because I remember how popular the movie was.
Oh, but not after the first one, really. That one was a very slow burn. As a matter of fact, it was 7 years between the first one and the second one.
Really?
Yeah. So it took 7 years for me to become an overnight sensation, but really it was after the second one, after Judgment Day, that, you know, my star was way up there, I guess.
It blew up, Beauty and the Beast, and everything you touch turned to gold, didn't it?
Well, that's King Midas. Let's talk about King George. No. No, but, you know, it is very satisfying to have gotten to play a character that's iconic, you know?
Sure.
It just feels good.
It's so interesting because I grew up with it. Now I introduced it to my 14-year-old, and he loved the movie.
Ah, great. Well, that's, you know, a testament to Jim Cameron, I think. And,
yeah,
you know, I guess that movie does not age. The first one, however, with that hair.
Oh, I love it, Linda.
That's what made me laugh. Like, I mean, if I could, you know.
Tell me about the Olivia Newton headband in the final scene where the boy takes your picture. Was that your choice to wear the headband, or Cameron said, okay, put this on, Linda?
Ooh, wow, you're taking me so far back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but wasn't that 1984?
Yeah, it was. It was a long time ago. It really was.
1984.
Man.
Maybe it didn't even seem like a dramatic choice when we made it.
That's what everybody was wearing. And by the way, I forgot that you went topless in the movie. So I'm sitting there with my 14-year-old son, and then the sex scene, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, wow.
You threw your hand over his eyes, I hope.
Well, yes, over his eyes, not my eyes. Linda, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on your success. And Easy Does It is available now. She plays King George, and you're just a great actress, and it's great to hear your voice.
Oh, you're so kind, honey. Stay well,
Thank you.
I'll talk to you again.
Thank you so much. Linda Hamilton, everybody.
So Reese is crazy.
In technical terminology, he's a loon.
Sarah, there's a couch in this other room. Why don't you stretch out and try to get some sleep?
Be at least an hour before your mother gets here from Big Bear.
I can't sleep.